OTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.
Hey, what's up? Holla at your girl, Sweet Tea, the Sassy Diva Talk Show.
BET, home of some of the greatest shows, such as Monique, Let's Stay Together, The Game, Steve Harvey, Everybody Hates Chris, Master Mix, and many more. BET is also famously known for their featured blog sites, such as Spotlight, What the Flick, Stay Tuned, Head Over Heels, Sound Off, and a wide variety of others. So the next time you're flipping through your channels, tell a friend to tell a friend about BET and BET's video library. Also, don't forget to catch the countdown on 106 in Park with Roxy and Terrence. Do you want your chance? You feel as if you got what it takes? Or just want to read and catch up on BET news? Tune in to www.bet.com or send your thoughts and opinions through mail to BET Network, 1235 W Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20018-1211, or phone BET Network at 202-608-2000. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Sweet Tea. I just want to take time out to thank everyone that logged me in this evening and take time out to listen to me. You could have been doing anything else in this world, but you took time out to holler at your girl. I appreciate it. And by the way, I want to say happy Thanksgiving for everyone out there. I hope you enjoy your Thanksgiving. You know, keep the violence down and don't stuff yourself too much. We all have a great show this evening. We all listen to some music and relax. And I'm going to slow it down for the ladies. And we going to do the darn thing. And I got Knight Rider with me. So you know it's going to be on the cracking. What's up, Knight Rider?
It's all you, Sweet Tea. It's all you and my pretty girl voice.
I can't stand you, girl. And you know, I hear Pastor said trying to get cute. And I was like, See, the only time I sound cute when I say, hey, what's up, how that's your girl, Sweet Tea, Pastor, you talk to. But I don't sound cute. But you know, I'm a cute 1,000. This is just me. The guys don't have to love me for me. Okay? Anyways, I know you be drinking your tea and all that stuff, sucking on the peppermints just to get that voice to be cute. But I'm going to tell you something, Knight Rider. Just be yourself and you won't have these problems. So let's have fun.
That's what's up.
Oh, so cute. That's what's But anyways, like I was saying, we gonna slow it down. We gonna have some fun. We gonna listen to some music. The listeners out there, do what you do. You know, if you drink your 40, you drink your champagne, you drink your wine, all that good stuff. Go ahead and relax, because tonight, this evening, we gonna have fun. We gonna relax. And we just gonna enjoy the music like we always do, because the world won't be nothing without music. Don't you agree, Knight Rider?
I do. I agree, Sweet.
What is the world? What is the world with no music?
We would be non-existent. We would be little peas in a pod, little retarded peas in a pod, if you will. Yeah, I think it would be something like that.
Alrighty, you making it sound like peanut butter with no jelly, sugar with
that's
no Kool-Aid, cookie grease with no bread, you know,
yes.
With no chicken.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Trees
it's
and we
no
can
line.
Breathe.
Yes. Exactly.
Right. So we all.
No,
I'm just. Excuse me. What?
Oh, it's the pretty girl talking. It's all down here from here.
Oh my. Alrighty. We all keep it pushing. Because I think she's feeling herself a little too much. I think that the pretty girl talk is not making any more sense to me. So, I mean, I need someone to translate this. If somebody could call in and tell me what the pretty girl talking about. Or did you?
I guess we can really I was going to say we could go to a music break and figure it out. What do you think?
I think we don't have to do the darn thing. Go ahead and slow it down for me. The Sassy Diva. I got Night Rider with me this evening, and we're just chilling. So, Night Rider, before I get into that song, what you think of that song? Because I'm going to tell you how that song made me feel just now.
Okay. Well, of course, I'm definitely going to tell you how I feel about that track. That was Stephen Knight, Forever. That's his new single, an artist out of Atlanta. He actually also has a show under the EOTM Radio Network. The Stephen Knight Show every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific time, 10 p.m. Eastern. I think it was a hot track. I've been rotating that track on all of my shows. Every Friday night. So we're definitely getting the request for it. Hot track.
No, not really. I want to know how it make you feel.
I think it was a hot track, sweetie.
I'm gonna tell you how it makes me feel.
Okay.
It makes me feel like I want to put on some red pumps and some lingerie and lights and candles and some bubble bells and walk around the house and listen to that track. And then when it go off, grown up time.
Alrighty.
That's how that makes me feel. It makes me feel sexy.
Yeah,
and I just love his voice. You know, because, you know, we was growing up, well, as our parents say, we was growing up, they don't make music like they used to make it. And then you hear a lot of people used to say, especially old school people, oh, that's a baby making song right there. You ever hear somebody say that, Nyrata? Like, oh, you can make a baby off that song. That
of
means
course.
You're into that song. So that's how that song made me feel. And I ain't feel
okay.
like that in a long time. So I just
that's
had to, you know, throw it out there. Represent that song.
Well,
you did the darn thing.
Let me throw something out there, too, for all the guys in your area code. You know, get with Sweet Tea right now, y'all. She ready.
Now, I ain't say all that, Nyrata. Now, you doing a little too much. Just keep it true. Y'all, a little story here. Okay? I'm telling you how I felt. That don't mean I'm going to just go out there in the whole neighborhood, okay?
Okay.
I don't like you right now. So,
okay.
You know, on that note, I'm going to go to a quick commercial break because you know what? You just messed up my moves. You took that away from me. You made me sound like a hood rat.
Okay.
Okay, go to commercial break.
Are you an entrepreneur on the move? EOTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing, so with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573, or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com, or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
What's up? You see what you did now, right now? My phone lines and everything's blowing up. You got people thinking that I'm just. I don't appreciate that. Okay, Nyrata.
Okay, yeah, I hear you loud and clear, Sweetie.
Yeah, but anyways, Nyrata, what you got for me?
I got something. I think what we need to do right now, considering you in a playful mood, you know, I'm really trying to figure out exactly what we should bring to the listeners, considering you're just so crazy right now. And I think since you're feeling all lovey-dovey and stuff, we're going to take it back. We're going to take it way back. Back in the day.
Keep it on
down low. Check it out right now.
Keep it on down low.
I life is a movie and you just TiVo. Honey got me twisted like a dreadlock. She don't wrestle, but I got her in a headlock. If I ever do make a bedrock, mommy on fire. Red hot, bada bing, bada boom, Mr. Worldwide as I step in the room. I'm a hustler, baby, but that you knew. And tonight is just me and you, darling.
That's for sure.
Till the world ends. Remix.
Hi, chimpanzees is hating, but I take it all in stride. Put her in a jungle with bananas on the side. Told you they'd revive your career, but somebody lied. I ain't talking poultry when I say the chicken straw. Teamed up with me, telling them my son, yup, telling them I'm a pygmy. Anyway,
Ben Bradell, what's that? I don't know, but Ben Bradell.
Sniff, cries. I done saved your whole entire f***ing life.
Oh, you got some absence out? I done balled all day. You ain't left the guard. What you tied? You need a break? You and I win. Ricky Lake.
I notice that you got it. You notice that I want it. You know that I can take it. Cause I'm next level, baby. If you want this good fish, this is a remix. Baby, let me blow your mind tonight.
It's Britney too. I'm Nicki Minaj and that's Kesha.
I can't take no more.
Never felt like this before.
Come on, get me, I'm the floor.
DJ, what you waiting for?
welcome back to Sweet Tea Talk Show. I'm having so fun this evening. It's just, I'm just having a blast, and I'm appreciating Night Riders kicking it with me this evening.
Oh, okay. I love it, girl.
Excuse me?
No, I said I love it. I'm just excited to be here.
I know you didn't yarn on my show.
Oh, no, that was the actress, Naomi Carter. She's here with me. And she was yawning because she's practicing her lines for a new script.
Oh, she's so adorable, too.
Yeah.
She's so adorable. Can I say hi to her?
Yes. Hold on one second. Say hello to Sweet Tea the Sassy Diva. Say hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I love you.
I love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Have a good show.
Have a good show.
That's
what's
up. Have a good show. Yeah, she's actually doing some awesome things for Disney, and we're really excited and geeked up to be able to be behind this rising star.
Huh?
She's a great kid.
Oh wow! Somebody translate that, please. Girl, you sound like Diana Ross when she was high.
Wow, Sweet Tea, you're funny.
She just say you behind the scenes. And she's very proud of you. Oh, I am? Okay,
stand-up. Have you ever thought about doing stand-up comedy? Because you are just a box of chocolates, I tell you.
Girl, she went to Boston Tigers. Now I'm thinking of Forrest Gump. Run, Forrest, run. Well, life is life.
You
never know what you'll get.
I found your favorite, just so you know.
You found what?
Found your favorite track, your favorite song.
Well, go ahead and play the darn thing. Holla at your girl.
Thank you.
want to say what I feel about that song by Beyonce. It is, you know, it's not just a song to me, because I really truly believe she hit it right on the nail when she said females really run the world. See, if I was a singer, I would have been came out with that. Well, fortunately, I don't sing, so she read my mind, and she wound up writing it down and singing it for me. So the reason why I think females run the world, because it's mamas and papas, maybe, and then we carry the child, then we nurture the child, and then we carry milk, and all that good stuff that guys can't do, when we push out the child, all that. It's very, it's amazing what females can do and the things we go through and the stuff we put up with. So I just feel like we do run the world. What you think, Night Rider?
Girl, stop. You know I agree with you, girl. Ain't even no second or third to that. You know, it's unanimous.
I'm just trying to figure out what you think as a female that you rule the world in. You know, I agree with you.
Yeah, I believe that this is the year 2011. As we seen last year when Senator Clinton, not last year, but last presidential term, she, you know, was trying to stand up against Obama and run for president. It didn't happen, but it's going to happen in 2012. There will be a woman in the White House. We run the world. It's either going to be Hillary or Beyonce, one of the two.
All righty. Somebody translate that. Well, do I get my girl Mocha D online? Because she tripping.
Mocha D is in the house. Especially Sassy T and Night Rider is in the building.
Night Rider is tripping. Night Rider needs to grab off to the sunset.
Even James Brown couldn't have put it no better. He said, it's a man's world, but it's not me. That's it. It wouldn't mean nothing without a woman or a girl. They can keep saying that.
Not right. Tried to block you out, Mocha D. She didn't want to hear nothing about no James Brown.
No, I'm just grand with you guys. It's all about this. That's what it's about.
Okay.
You need to go download the song, because James Brown wasn't no joke. I mean, in that song,
Again.
What you think this year, Mocha D? What you think this year that you say that you feel like you run the world in as a female?
What do I feel like I'm running the world in as a female?
This year, for this year is out.
Wait a minute. Can you propose that question one more time? What do I think?
Okay,
that,
I said, what do you think that you rule the world in as a female? As Beyonce say, females rule the world. So what do you think as a female this year that you did that you can say I rule the world in before this year is out?
That's a real deep question. God darn.
And with that, I'll start with this.
Oh, man, I got to say, you know, wow. You know what? I have to say something that a man can't top it, and it has to be.
Right here.
It's got to be that sensitivity in motherhood. As simple as that. Because he can't.
That's
it's
right.
Nothing that he can do to top that. I can say a lot of things like the money, that they can always go a little bit higher. But they cannot top the sensitivity in motherhood. They just can't do it. You know, it's something. I'm talking about a true mother. You know, you got some mothers that
right.
crack out and do it all crazy. I'm talking about a true, real mother, a real black woman. I think I got
right.
that. Hands down.
Right.
Can't touch
right.
it. So
what's up with you, Knight Rider?
For me, this is what's up with me right here.
Period. All right, I forget that I'm forget who I was dealing with. We gonna go to a quick commercial break. I'll let you go in a minute.
Hey y'all, this is Samal Lathan. You're watching EOTM Media.
There's a fire burning in the street. EOTM really, really can't be beat. There's so much we say to everyone we reach, changing lives with our scorching, steaming heat. We have a PR that gets you on TV. Don't let this pass you, cause everyone won't see. Call us, we will work out a great deal. Get you heard on a station that has wheels.
We will always be around. We can always be found. Got the net locked down, so you'll always have it on. We got the VJs, they can put you on the wave. So go ahead and say,
EOTM got it going.
To EOTMradio.com. Check us out. Talk to Carla. Get the PR you need to get on TV. Take it from Ron Anthony, nominee for the South Florida Gospel Music Awards. Don't forget, let's take it to the street. All right? EOTM got it going on.
What's up? This is your girl, Sweet T. I got my girl Mocha D and Knight Rider with me this evening. And I must say, before I jump into another conversation with my girls, I really like that song right there. You know, you could have had it all. And it's so true because guys take things for granted, especially when they have it right in their hand or wrapped around their baby finger. I'm not saying necessarily taking advantage of the woman that you with, but the woman that you was with who gave you everything and was, you know, faithful and, you know, all that good stuff that a man wish he could have had. Then they take it for granted and like the song goes, you could have had it all. Yeah, I can't sing. But anyway, what's up, Uncle D? What you do this evening?
Wow, you know what? I handled so much business today. It was just crazy. You know, we got Thanksgiving. I can't believe we got Thanksgiving right here.
And
knocking
I'm covered over there, and the food better be cooked.
The food's going to be the business. Carla B., is that you saying that? Oh,
no, I didn't say that.
I tried to slip back into the Knight Rider. I didn't mess up Carla B.
Man.
You still tried to play it off on Carla B. ain't here.
Oh, darn it.
Such an obvious dumb thing, right? Hey,
right.
Carla B., are you coming for Thanksgiving?
Possibly, I'm working on it. But if you don't mind, Sweetie, if I can give a shout-out really quick, or if I can make a couple quick announcements on your show in regards to some things.
That's fine.
All right, cool thing. All right, well, definitely I want to let your listeners know that they can definitely tune in every Friday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for the E-Buzz show. I will not be having a show this Friday in lieu of the holiday weekend, but definitely next Friday, November the 30th, I'll be on air, and I'll be interviewing the entire cast of the Spill It show. Also, just so you guys know, the ones that have been paying attention to the E-Buzz, we made an announcement actually a couple of weeks ago in regards to the E-Buzz being broadcast on EOTMTV.com as well as LA Channel 36. So definitely make sure you, starting December 15th, if you're in the LA area and you can get LA Channel 36, you'll be able to tune in to the E-Buzz show. And I actually put a note on Facebook today and let publicists know that if you're wanting to get your client's book on the Eba Show, it's very easy. You can email me at pr@eotmradio.com. What I'll need from you is a professional bio, professional headshots, as well as if there's music, I'll need that via MP3. But you can definitely email me at pr@eotmradio.com, or you can follow me on Twitter @EOTMPR, and I'll be happy to give you the 411 on that. Also, just so you know that I'm looking to book A and B list celebrities. So if you're that, I'm definitely publicist, managers, agents, book your client for the eBus Show. Thanks, Sweetie.
That is really the business. EOTM is no joke, and you guys probably know that by now. Moving from here to there, next we're going to be all, up in space talking about, we tuning into every television and everywhere all over the world. That's what Carla be going for, because she is just not the night rider in Cali. We talking about L.A. and New York and Chicago, and it's unstoppable. It's unstoppable. I'm overly excited. I'm overexcited. Can I give my shout out while we're at it? Please stay tuned to Smooth Latte Show Sunday, because Carla B don't know yet, because I haven't sent her the format and everything. But Sunday, Brother Curtis has requested a show. Asked me, he called me yesterday and asked me, can he do a show after Thanksgiving, something that went down that he wanted to share with everybody. And he did such a great show for those who heard about it. And I'm sorry, Sweet Sassy T, for running my mouth like. But he did a great show. He's the founder of FLACC, Family Living with AIDS Care Center. So he asked me if I would do a special show for him after Thanksgiving, and I thought it would be a wonderful idea. Hopefully it's all right with you guys out there. Let Mocha D know if it's not all right. How you feel about that, Carla B?
Girl, you don't put me on the spot when we on air.
That's right. That's why she's Night Rider.
Okay,
that's
what you realize. Yeah, but we'll work it out, Mocha. We'll definitely work it out.
Now, I know she's excited about it. That was just I already know how she feels. That's just a figure of speech, how you feel about it. You know what I mean? I already know how you feel about it. It's exciting, for someone to just come out so real, like that, and just trying to touch some people and let them know that they can make it. What do you say? Living with AIDS, A positive, does not mean having a negative lifestyle. So that's that. Anyway, I'm through with that.
All right. And on that note, that I'm trying to get back in a nice evening mode, we're going to play something hyped up for me, Night Rider.
Ooh.
Get my mind off of things.
Okay, well, let's see. Sweet Tea want to get a mind off some things, so we're going to make it happen. We're going to play one of Mocha D's favorite. Sing a little bit.
I'm scared. She's real good at putting somebody back on the spot. I can't wait to see what the song is.
Get out, y'all. Enjoy.
Hey, y'all already know Carter B don't let nobody get away with nothing, so let me see what the song is.
Last forever.
I know Sweetie's gonna kill me for this one, but I love the song.
Okay. What's up? How is your girl, Sweet Tea? Welcome back. excuse me. My brother wanted to hear that song, and I just want to know why. You really like that song.
I just like that song. I just like that song. That does something.
But why?
Something.
Can you please break it down to me?
Well, just
please.
Like you like Lil Wayne and all that other stuff.
I mean, why you get joy? You taking it personal? I just want to know why you like it.
There's a lot of.
I didn't say I didn't like it. I just want to know why you like it.
It's a lot of reasons why I like it. I like it's mellow.
Say one.
It's mellow. That's one. Mocha D, your turn. After you sing.
Mocha D, she creeped out.
I'm just a butterfly on the wall over here.
Yeah.
Did you like the song Mocha D, but Knight Rider liked that last song that you just heard, or did you fall asleep?
I'm Buckeye Bushytail. You know what? I'm gonna tell you something. Believe it or not, that was the first time I ever heard that song. And it was cool.
Y'all need to change the station from other than like maybe 99.1 Sweet Tea. But I think the
I said, I didn't say I did not like the song, but you never asked me if I liked it or not. I just wanted to know why you liked it, because you said this is one of your, you said not favorite song, but you liked the song.
You already know, Sweet Tea, that when you get in my car, you're always asking me to turn my station because you don't like my station. So you know I like different music. I like rap, but I like alternative music also.
I know all of that, sweetie. Ain't no wrong with that. I didn't really say the words, and I was asking what they was really saying. That's all I wanted you to do is break it down.
Ask me that.
Well, what they were saying, what was they singing?
The song was Pumped Up Kicks. The group is Foster the People, and the song is Pumped Up Kicks. And it's a whole Pumped Up Kicks. Like dope. Not saying dope and shoot people, but it's like Pumped Up Kicks, something you can't relate to, right?
Yeah, because I don't understand what the words were saying.
I don't understand it. I mean,
I'm going to put something else you understand. Shake this out.
Okay.
She's kind of real.
I mean, that's.
She's got me shaking my hips.
Crazy.
Hey,
can you hear that,
Sweetie?
You understand the words?
They won't control about
me. Not yet.
Okay. I mean,
that's
the song says.
But I got something
boom.
They ain't gonna get my stuff.
She getting mad at me, Boca D. Night Riders get mad. It's kind of tough.
I'm down from the bar straight chilling. I've got a nice groove. I'm enjoying my feeling. Some OG bangers tried to get up in my business. Little homie, where you from? Is you glutton or you crippin'? Told them I don't bang, so they didn't bring the drama. Now I'm back on my way to see my son and baby mama. She going on me, cause she didn't get her check. Coming all incorrect, out the side of her neck. Talking about, your son need new shoes. Last ones that I bought, you gave them to your nephews. You looking for anything you can bring up?
Yeah.
You need to clean up. I heard about you running with them low light. But your girl don't like me, so she don't like her. Devil in the dress, bring your evil to the entice. You got my son in them pissy ass sight. And I'm going like shaking my head. Crooked ass crooks keep talking about terror. The real terrorists are the LA County Sheriff. My baby mother blew me, so I went and shot ball headed back to the spot. Cops threw me on the wall. Asked me about drugs, patting my pocket to see where the weed was. Took the beer I bought, trying to get a buzz in my red and black J's, so they thought I was a blood. Then they asked me, did I know a couple whores? I told them no, then they got hardcore. I was headed to the crib, which I roughed me up for. It is what it is, when you black and you poor. At least I can say it ain't no thing against me. Just the way that it is for a minority. Day of a black man, that's how it is. They locked me up, cause I ain't have my ID. And I'm going like. And I'm going like. Shaking my head. And I'm going like. And I'm going like. Shaking my head. One Afghan is stupid than a mother. Thought it would be done, still going like a mother. Innocent people are getting killed like a mother. It's the Bible versus Quran and the war against people of color. Don't be a fool to the master plan. Nah, don't be a fool to the master plan. I mean, hypocrites, bigots, outcast midgets. If you wanted to get it, nobody's off limits. It's the new world all the way. It's just a theory, but I think y'all trying to turn the whole world gay. If I don't want to accept it, then I don't have to. Next time I see a drag queen, I can laugh too. I think y'all showing favoritism. Cause if I crack a joke about them, now that's considered racism. This little sick ass country of mine, they keep it inside the gun line. And I'm going like. And I'm going like. Shaking my head. And I'm going like. And I'm going like shaking my.
Oh,
Well, I'm just shaking my head.
I know you would.
I thought that's all I can say on that note, because you're trying to be sarcastic right now. So you're trying to say that's what I don't think I like. It's hardcore rap. But it's not really hardcore rap.
Well, that wasn't hardcore. That guy.
I know that. But at the same time, that's how you trying to say. That's how
I was just,
no.
Can I say something to you? That guy right there, his name was Ralphion. That track was shaking my head. I actually met him at one of the Industry Connects events probably about 6 months ago. The boy is bad, and we're actually looking to possibly represent him. But he is definitely trying to bring something different. I love that track. You know what I'm saying? And it's not hardcore at all.
That's what I said. I said it's not hardcore, but you probably think I like this hardcore rap.
I was just joking when I said that.
If I did say that, that's what I meant, but I think that's what I said.
Yeah, I love that.
But anyways, it was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And what's his name?
His name is Ralphion. He's actually on Twitter under Ralphion. He's also on Facebook. We actually critiqued his music on EOTMblog.com. So you guys can check out EOTMblog.com, click on EOTM Music Critiques, and it'll take you to all his links. He's bad.
Okay, so hello. So you can basically, you have like his CD. You can play more music.
Yeah, I have more music on here. I have another track called 2-1-1. Got a couple of
okay,
his
well, I tell you what. I tell you what. Okay. That's what I want to hear when I close up the show. I would like to hear that. Last, you know, 2-1-1?
2-1-1.
Oh, 2-1-1, that sounds freaky. That's the type of stuff I like. I'll let you, girl. I'm going to definitely won't have to hear that. So you heard it, so it's pretty good, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
No, baby, I'm not male tonight.
Okay.
It's Sweet Tea. What's up, Mocha D? I want to say bye to you before I close up the show.
What do you want to say? One second, Mama D. I just wanted Sweet Tea to let her fans know how, because we actually went to go see Breaking Dawn Part 1, and I wanted to share with her fans on what happened, what she did to us on that night. Yeah, you can share that with your fans. I thought that would be just, funny.
Oh, so my fans know.
They don't know yet, but they want to know.
Oh, so you trying to tell me to snitch on my own self?
Pretty much.
I don't do all that telling on myself on Facebook and all that stuff. They never know the truth. It's not a weird story about me. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. For all my fans, you know I do keep it true. It's not a weird story. It's just Knight Rider / Cardi B, different personalities jumping out at me this evening. I guess I'm going to have to tell you what happened. Okay, first of all, I almost got kicked out. Well, I did get kicked out of the movies, okay? Okay? Yeah, I did. Okay, I'm not going to tell you why I did, because it's a long story. Then I got back into the movies. I fell asleep on the movie. Woke up at the end of the movie, and I was so mad because it looked so good. And I was mad. And then when I got out of the movies, I didn't want to hear Paula B. or my niece talk about the movie, because I was irritated because I didn't know what was going on. Okay? So I had a bad night, okay? I had a headache. Carla B, listening to her, she said, well, take one Tylenol PM. I have my parents. It's not going to make you sleepy. If you just take one. I took one for my headache, and as you know, I'm asleep. She claimed she was trying to wake me up, but I kept screaming at her in my sleep, said, shut up. So I don't know. I just know I need to see the movie again, or B, I need to find a bootlegger.
No bootleg, please.
I need to find a bootlegger if I can't go to the movies. Listen, look at it on my surround sound. So that's what happened, Mocha D. Got kicked out of the movies because I was loud.
Ooh.
And I can get on that one. And somebody snitched on me. But the person who snitched on me got backfired on him and he got kicked out. Because he was having a Kenny. He was having a Kenny in the movies.
This was an upscale theater in off of Topanga Canyon, so it wasn't like a ghetto fabulous place, but it was hilarious.
I got ghetto, so maybe it was just me. But then what should have became, I got sophisticated and classy. So that's what that made me stay, so I could blend in any crowd.
I am shocked that Carla B didn't record all of it, for real, because, you know, she pulled a camera out in the middle.
I was just trying to watch the movie. Yes, that was my And I did, Quincy didn't tell the entire story because after the security came and took her away, after about 15 minutes, I felt bad and I walked downstairs. Now I'm the one that got her to come back into the movie because, you know me,
And at the same time, I was acting nice.
Okay.
She came down there, and she wanted to be Captain Savaho. She came downstairs, and, she did, tell me the words then, but at the same time, it don't matter what she said, it's the way I was carrying myself at the same time. So I don't care if she say I'm the queen of Egypt. If they see, I don't care what she say. If they seen that I was acting just crazy still, they don't listen to her. So the way I was carrying myself, and then when my lawyer opened up her mouth, that's when I won my case.
Wow.
And I keep going back into the movie theaters. I didn't have to say no more. See, you know, Sweet T got lawyers, and all bodyguards, Carla B was my lawyer that night. So I wound up going back into the movies. I might as well got kicked out because I wound up falling asleep. So, yeah, that's Teresa Sassy T's life story. It's up. Anyway, Smokey D, I'm so mad at her right now because she put me on blast. And, I'm a motor mouth. I'm going to have to tell y'all the truth. And I don't know what she got out of it. She probably, her butt probably be twitching it and turning. I don't know what she got out of this. But, yeah, that's what happened.
Wow. Interesting.
What I got out of this was that I wanted you to look stupid.
Hey, I know you got the Buzz Wire on all the, on the show and everything. So how many millions did that show make?
Oh, my God, yeah, I did a blog on it. I can actually pull up the exact numbers. Just give me a second. All right, let's see.
First of all, they're the number one movie. They're the number one movie in the world. And they made, I'm going to let her say it.
Yeah, you don't have to let me say it. And I'm actually getting this information from EOTMblog.com. And while I'm finding this information, I just want to tell Sweet Tea that you've done a marvelous show tonight.
Oh, thank you.
Alrighty, let's see. EOTMblog.com. All right, here it is right here. Alrighty. Well, this was as of the 19th of November, Breaking Dawn Part 1 had the third highest day opening ever, finishing just behind New Moon and just ahead of Eclipse with 72 million estimated Friday box office take. Since then, though, I've got some numbers that they've made 138 million around the world, and that was just on the 21st. It's more now. I get DJ Relati is in the house as well. What's the numbers, DJ Relati? Wow. 280 million worldwide, 139.5 in the U.S. Opening
Cut
weekend.
It out. Mad
yes.
money.
Yes.
And I fell asleep.
Yes.
And you fell asleep on that mad money making movie. When I woke up
and I seen the NEOMG, it was almost like it looked so good, and I was just so mad that I didn't see it. The ending made my mouth open. I was like, oh, my God. So imagine a whole movie.
You know what? I don't even watch movies like that, and I wanted to see that opening show. You guys were supposed to be picking up Angelique on his name. She was highly upset about not seeing that movie. But give me eyes. Maybe we can do what you say. Maybe we can get the bootleg copy.
Okay, I'm going to have to sign a bootleg.
Well, I'm going to say this really quickly. The thoughts and beliefs of Sweet Tea does not necessarily reflect the thoughts and beliefs of EOTM Radio and Media Network. So she's talking about bootleg copies. I have to definitely come correct on that. We do not believe in bootleg.
Let me clear myself. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
No, but I'm not kidding. I got a big screen at home, and I got popcorn in the cabinet, and I got surround sounds on the wall, and I'm not playing. About the bootleg. I have my bootleg, and then I'm going straight in my bed.
Because all your money went to that big TV. And you want
and
your
I don't have to. I don't have to worry about the bacteria, who's sitting in that chair, who's breathing too loud, who's talking too loud, who's walking across the screen. I'm in my crib. Holla at your girl.
And that's the Sweet Tea Sassy Diva Top Show. She's out.
Deuces.
Hey, sweetheart. Come here. Do me a favor. Turn around. The Lord is my shepherd, and he know what I want. Hey, baby girl, I got to admit, oh my mama, you fatty. If you wanted this here, come get. You right, boo, when one hit. It ain't no lies, you can see I'm on you. I wanna play around your honeycomb, then swarm you. Working with a monster, at least I warned you. But you wanna flip,
okay.
I'm trying to porn you. Bump all the faking sugar foot.
What's up?
A pit bull terrier, ain't a mutt.
No.
I hope you ain't the type trying to get a bucks. I'll never spend a dime on a nothing ass duck.
Quack.
But so fat, and you know I'm attracted. The way this jump bump, this shit needs some
proactive.
Ain't from here, I can tell you got an accent. Wanna drop it off in your draws, I'm asking, cause I'm on one.
Cushion and yakking, probably is the reason why I'm over here macking. Party straight jerking, popping, cracking, spitting at a broad like, what's happening?
I'm on one.
Cushion and yakking, probably is the reason why I'm over here macking. Party straight jerking, popping, cracking, spitting at a broad like,
by now, y'all can tell I'm a freak. Keep our business out the street, baby, let's be discreet. I'm on you hard, so I have to come and greet. Let me get appointed, baby, yeah.
Feel my body heat.
I'ma make feel right what used to feel wrong to you. I'm touching on it cause the cognac told me to.
Baby, it was owed to you.
I'ma stand up in that like a is supposed to do.
Well, good loving is what you're getting.
Suit it on up and get prepared for the hitting. If it smell right, might get that Jonah licking. I'ma make it,
yeah.
Cause you my sex kitten. You got a cute face, but I want what's in the trunk. You know you wanna feel it, stop faking the funk. You can get it how, any way that you want. So good, I turned out a nun. I think I'm on one.
Cushion and yakking, probably is the reason why I'm over here macking. Party straight jerking, popping, cracking, spitting at a broad like, what's happening?
I'm on one.
Cushion and yakking, probably is the reason why I'm over here macking. Party straight jerking, popping, cracking, spitting at a broad like, what's happening?
Well, you know we having fun cause we joking and laughing. Weed is in the air so we puffing and passing. Feeling all in my pants, what's the point of me acting? You trying to leave with me so I know that we smashing.
Baby, you've already to dip. I wanna kiss all four of your lips. I ain't scared, I take that trip. Before we leave, take one more shit.
Check it, I think your love is bomb. Should I beware? Hold them legs back, let it get in there,
yeah.
Bed or the floor panel, boo, I don't really care. Anywhere that you wanna get it, girl, you can get it there. Hike it up, just like that. I wanted to talk to me so that I can talk back. Where you going?
Baby girl, don't run.
You got my undivided attention. And did I mention that I'm on one?
Cushion and yakking, probably is the reason why I'm over here macking. Party straight jerking, popping, cracking, spitting at a broad like, what's happening?
I'm on one.
Cushion and yakking, probably is the reason why I'm over here macking. Party straight jerking, popping, cracking, spitting at a broad like, what's happening?
I'm on one, 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 one.
Hello, beautiful.
You're gonna love me.
This world got mad.
There's no going back.
release, but just like my emotional release, but just like my emotional
my fans for their undying support.
That's all, folks.